My name is Carmelo English. I am 14 years old. Today's date is November 25th, 2018. I am speaking with
Carnitra Loki.
The relationship between me and the person is she's my mother. The city we're recording in is Phenix City. The state is Alabama. Okay, so first question. Tell me about some of the most important people in your life.
Some of the most important people in my life, hands down, is my family. I mean, I would not play about my family. My family comes first. We have each other's back. No matter what, we're going to support each other. So that's why I got to say family, because so many people, they don't have a family. But I do. And I'm blessed for that.
Okay, so next question. Tell me about the person who has had the greatest influence on your life. What lessons did they teach you?
The person that has had the greatest influence on my life would be my brother. The lesson he has told me, it would be believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything, and which that means is never give up on yourself. Always believe in yourself. No matter if somebody try to down you, tell you you can't do it, you can do anything and you can be anything you want to be. So with that little quote right there getting me through, I will never let my family down or turn my back on my family, because they all I got, and I'm all they got. So we try to build each other up. So yeah, it would be my brother, because he's that go-to guy.
Okay, next question. What are your family favorite holidays and why?
Oh gosh, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Thanksgiving is our favorite because we don't see each other much, but we do talk to each other on a daily basis. But it's not like seeing each other. I mean, hugging and laughing with each other, joking and all that. So, yeah, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Because Christmas, we get together and we decorate the tree. It's the same tradition every year. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay, next question. What is your most vivid memories of school?
Oh gosh, my favorite memory would be me making good grades at school and basically just running track.
Okay, next question. Tell me about when you found out you was going to be a mother.
When I was going to be a mother, I found out that I was, 18, 19, and I didn't know. I just knew that my appetite had got worse, and I would, cry a lot. I would be mean, and then I'd be happy, and I thought it was something other than being pregnant. I thought that was last on the list. I never thought I could get pregnant, but I thought that I was bipolar. I thought that I was bipolar, and because I was going through all the symptoms and all that, but I never had a morning sickness, so that's why I never thought I was pregnant. So I went to the doctor to see was I bipolar, and they ended up telling me, "No, you're not bipolar. You're going to be a mom." And I just stood there with my mouth open, like, "What? Are you serious?" And it was like, "Yeah, you're going to be a mom." So that was my first reaction to being pregnant.
Okay. Do you remember any songs you have sung to either one of your kids as he or she was a baby? Can you sing one of them now for me?
Well, Carmelo, I used to sing to you all the time. And it became a a thing. It became a tradition. I would pick little songs and I would just put them together. I would just throw them in there like, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, my little baby, go to sleep. Then I will turn around and say, Jesus loves you, this I know. And my mom was like, you know you're not singing that song right. And I was like, yes, I am. I'm just going with the flow. And that's how, you know, I just made it to, like, sing half of a song and then put another song in, then put another song in. So if you hear that song and you be like, mama wasn't singing that song right, you know why I was doing it, because I was trying to find that song that really just would give y'all a good sleep pattern.
Okay, next question. Well, last question. Tell me, how would you want your grandkids or anyone to remember you?
I would want everyone to remember me because I'm a joyful person. And I'm very if I could help you, I would help you. I'm not a mean person. I'm not a greedy person. I'm just that type of person that you could joke with, or you can cry with, or you can go out to eat with, or just sit at home and watch movies with. I mean, I'm that lovable person. And that's how I want people to remember me. As a lovable, kind, trustworthy, helpful, reliable person. That's how I want people to remember me.
Okay. I want to ask you one thing. If this were to be your very last conversation, is there anything you would want to say to me?
Yes, it is. Don't just stop at one thing. Go farther in life. I mean, I want all of y'all to strive to be the best you can be. I don't want you to be a quitter. I just want you to be that, just be yourself. And to always remember this quote, like I always remember. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. That way, you can never say, you let me down. Because you would never let me down by the choices you make or anything like that. I love you. I will love you unconditionally. Anyways, because you're my child. No matter if you do decide to just give up on something. But I'm not going to let you give up on nothing, because I'd be there to put you in the chokehold. You understand me? So, whatever y'all strive to do, you do it. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do it. If you want to be president, you go and be president. You knock Donald Trump ass up out of there. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to say that. I meant the A-S word, not the cuss word. But, you know, if you want to be the best football player, the best NBA player, I mean, you just be that. And I want you to continue the legacy as for just being you and helping your brothers and sisters too.
Okay, so that was my mother,
Carnitra Loki.
And this is Carmelo English. Peace, we out.